Alright, I'm Greg, and I tried this once before today, and I'm gonna try this one again, because I forgot to push the record button the last time. Oh man, I just have to admit my fault. Okay, alright, so this is the story of a tragic hero, and a little beaver that was his friend. Alright, there once was a little doofus. Some people like to call him Doof. And every time the doofus went to Bangladesh, he tried to reach up into the sky and touch the top of Mount Fidgety. Because Mount Fidgety was so beautiful. And every time the doofus tried to reach the top of the mountain, he got really sick and pukey and nauseous and felt like he was dying. Just from so much fidgeting and he fell down the mountain every time. Oh, poor doofus. But one day, the day that was his usual day to reach the fidgety peak, on this day, he actually reached the peak. But he felt so beautifully a part of this beautiful mountain that he started getting all these superpowers. That just totally overwhelmed him. He couldn't handle it. He started calling himself Blokey a Grandma Crap. And this made him feel so good that he wasn't used to feeling this good. And Blokey a Grandma Crap all of a sudden started to fidget again. And the mountain started to shake. And Blokey a Grandma Crap, he liked the people that lived in the tiny village below. So he didn't want the Mount Fidgety to explode and kill everyone. Because they were his friends. And even if they weren't his friends, I'm sure they were his friend in some way. And I'm sure they're nice people. Because they seem nice. So there's a nice town, nice village. So anyway, he ran. He ran away. He knew that he should try again some other day, but thought he should try to think of a better name first. So everyone, try to think of a better name for Blokey a Grandma Crap, because we want him to feel good, and we don't, yeah, alright, he wanted to learn more about superpowers and mountains and stuff, too, so that's a good thing for him to learn about, and then, that's what he wanted to go up in the mountain, and but then one day, many moons afterward, Blokey a Grandma Crap, or whatever you want to call him, walked up that damn mountain feeling like he was ready for anything. He was ready, but he wasn't ready for what happened. That great big Mount Fidgety opened his great big jaws and swallowed the little Blokey a Grandma Crap, or whatever you want to call him. And he fell into the very depths of the great Mount Fidgety and fell into some space sludge and walked a few... And then he got up and shook himself off, and then he walked a few feet and he just looked down at the ground, and there, right in front of him, was this shiny thing. And he's like, ooh, what's that shiny thing? And he said, it's a shiny necklace. And he picked it up, and he put it on his neck, because that's a good thing to do in necklaces if you like them. And then he goes, and all of a sudden, he was like, whoa, this necklace, holy cow, this is the best thing ever. And whoa, bad wolf, bow! He shot straight through the roof of that very fidgety mountain. And it was just a giant explosion! And that erupted! The great Mount Fidgety erupted! And everyone in the village below died! And everyone died a happy death! It was so happy because there was just so much explosions and it was so beautiful, and there's like all these colors and light and it was just amazing. Words couldn't describe the explosion, and it was just what happened, you know. And it was just great. And well, yeah, great. Well, I'm gonna let you guys going. I gotta go. So, alright. Have a great time. Maybe someday. You'll see a mountain and want to climb it. And I think I'm gonna go. I gotta go calm down. Okay. Alright, bye.